Perek Beis Mishnei. So in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a room called the Lishkas HaTloyim, the Chamber of the Lambs. And in this chamber, they kept lambs ready for that day's Karban Tamid. So there were usually two that were ready for that day's Karban Tamid. So the Mishnah says, Ein Poyachsim Shisha Tloyim HaMuvkarim B'Lishkas HaTloyim. They were never less than six inspected lambs that were kept in the Chamber of the Lambs. And the reason why there were six is we learn out from, just like in the Korban Pesach, they kept the lamb 4 days before Shechita to make sure that it was inspected, that it would be ready and not have a mum. So too, for the Korban Tamid, they would always keep it 4 days before. So generally speaking, you would have eight at any time, two for each day, and there would be 4 days, so you'd have eight. And after they pulled out the two for that day, normally you would have six left over. So you never had less than six lambs in the Lishkas HaTloyim. Now the Mishnah says Kedei LeShabbos v'Lishnei Yamim Tovim Shem Rosh Hashanah. So there are two for Shabbos and two for Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara explains this is more of a mnemonic to remember how many you needed. You would think of if you had Shabbos and three and 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you would have six. So too, you would have to have at least six. Now, if you wanted to have more than that, you can have more. So there was never a limit on how many you could have. There was just a minimum, but you could always have more, always to be sure you had a prepared lamb ready to go for that day's Karban Tamid. Back to the instruments of the Levim. You never had less than two trumpets. But you could have more than that if you wanted, and the Gemara does explain there usually was up to 120. A kinar, which is a kind of harp, also known as a lyre, they never had less than nine. And you could have as many as you want. Of Hatziltzel, Levad. However, as far as the symbol goes, they only had one symbol in the choir of the instruments of the Beis HaMikdash. Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Ein Parchsim Mishneim Asar Levim Ein Demal Duchan. So the actual Levim that stood on the Duchan on the stage during the Shira was never less than 12. And if you add up all the instruments that they played, you'd find out that there were 12. There were nine kinars, two harps, and one cymbal. The Rambam actually says this were the Levim that sang and not the Levim that played the instruments. But if you wanted to have more Levim, you could have more. There were no limit on how many Levim you could have who were on the Duchan, who were performing the Shira for the day. So what if you had a Katan Levi? So the Katan Levi could not go into the Azara to perform the service of Shira of the Levim, unless there were other Levim who were singing. So if you had an adult, a Levi, Levim, who were singing, so then they could bring along the children to help sing with the adults. And the young Levim, the children Levim, wouldn't play the instruments. They would only sing with their voices. In order to add again some sweetness and pleasantness to the music. The children usually had a much higher, clearer voices than the adults, so it would sort of complement the harmony of the choir by having the children sing along with the adults. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Aymer, Ein Oilin L'Minyan, the children, the Ketanim Levim, did not count towards the minimum 12 that was needed for the stage, for the Duchan. Also, they actually couldn't stand on the stage itself. Only the adults would stand on the stage. However, where were the ketanim? Where were they situated? Ela ba'aretz, they would be on the floor. Hayomdim, that's where they would stand. V'rashayim ibein ragal levim. So if you sort of looked at it, it looked like their heads were between the feet of the levim who were standing on the stage. V'tzayarei halavim hayinikroyim, and they were called the tzayarei in halavim. Either this means like the tzayarei, like the assistants, sort of the junior levim. Others say it's from the word tsar, is that they would sort of vex the adult Levim, because sometimes their voices weren't as harmonious as the adult Levim, so they would sort of get the song a little off track. But in any event, that's how the junior Levim would assist the adult Levim in the singing in the Beis HaMikdash.